was Army chaplain, my soldiers asked me all kinds of questions about God, life, relationships, the Bible, and I answered them as best I could. They also called me Padre. Welcome to the Dear Padre podcast, where today, it's a little bit shorter because we had a Bible study afterwards on Tuesday. If you're in the Austin area, Pflugerville area, Round Rock area, you're always welcome to come to Bible studies at our church or any events that you see on the website. And I'd love to meet you if you're out there in podcast land. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 19. On exactly the third month anniversary of the Israelites leaving the land of Egypt, they came into the Sinai desert. They traveled from Rephidim, came into the Sinai desert, and set up camp there. Israel camped there in front of the mountain, while Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, "This is what you should say to Jacob's household and declare to the Israelites. You saw what I did to the Egyptians, and how I lifted you up on eagle's wings and brought you to me. So now, if you faithfully obey me and stay true to my covenant, you will be my most precious possession out of all the peoples, since the whole earth belongs to me. You will be a kingdom of priests for me and a holy nation. These are the words you should say to the Israelites." So Moses came down, called together the people's elders, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all responded with one voice, "Everything that the Lord has said we will do." Moses reported to the Lord what the people said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am about to come to you in a thick cloud in order that the people will hear me talking with you so that they will always trust you." Moses told the Lord what the people said, and the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and take today and tomorrow to make them holy. Have them wash their clothes, be ready for the third day, because on the third day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai for all the people to see. Set up a fence for the people all around and tell them, 'Be careful not to go up to the mountain or touch any part of it. Anyone who even touches the mountain must be put to death. No one should touch anyone who has touched it, or they may either be stoned to death or shot with arrows, whether an animal or a human being. They must not be allowed to live. Only when the ram's horn sounds may they go up on the mountain.'" So Moses went down the mountain to the people. He made sure the people were holy and that they washed their clothes. He told the men, "Prepare yourselves for 3 days. Don't go near a woman." When morning dawned on the third day, there was thunder, lightning, and a thick cloud on the mountain, and a very loud blast of the horn. All the people in the camp shook with fear. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Bless you. Moses, this is the Mount Sinai experience, the giving of the law that is contained in the Ten Commandments, and then all that is expanded in all the other commandments. But there is this mystery to it, this cloud on the mountain. The Lord is trying to include everybody in this. He says, "You will be a kingdom of priests." That was the goal always of the people of God, was to be a group of people that prayed together, that worshiped God together. The other political goals and aspirations were far less important than that. It was the kingdom of priests that we would be for God. If they stayed faithful to the covenant, he had brought them up on eagles' wings, that the wings of eagles had carried them out of Egypt. And now that they've been out of Egypt for a little bit of time, they might be able to see that a little more clearly. And so up the mountain Moses goes. There's instructions about the holiness of the site itself. You can't touch the mountain. You can't go on the mountain. There's a fence around the mountain. Even if an animal goes up there, that animal must be put to death. There is a sacredness, a fencing off a veiling of God's presence in the cloud and on the mountain, the mystery of God. Here we see in the progress of Revelation the unfolding attempts of God to make a connection with God's people, to get to know us and for us to get to know God. It is still a difficult relationship, full of thunder, lightning, thick clouds, and other things. But this is one way it's happening. Moses and God talking together and then coming down from the mountain. But there is this blast of the horn, another marker of the announcement of God's presence with his people. God is working on reminding us that God is always with us, that God is in the mountain, in the cloud, but also wherever we find the work of God, which is the law of God. We remember in the next chapter, we will have the Ten Commandments being issued. That law was always a way for people to connect with God. Not so much as a terrible thing, but as a way to worship God and love each other. That was the whole point of the Ten Commandments that Jesus summarized. Love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. These are still the basics of Christianity. These are still the mission of the church. This is still the point of everything we do. And if it doesn't fit into one of those things, it's probably not that big of a deal. Amen.